This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. I want to preface the next piece. If you're concerned about the content, please contact Switchboard or Lifeline or Beyond Blue. As a survivor of historical child sexual abuse, this is an issue I'm pretty passionate about. I've spoken on Joy about it. I've spoken on 3AW. I've spoken on Word for Word with Lisa Daniel. This was an editorial that I did in March this year when Cardinal George Pell was sentenced. I proudly wear the T-shirt that says George Pell is as guilty as hell, and that's where he's going. I stand by that T-shirt, and I stand by what I said in March. As I said, if you're concerned about the content of this, please reach out to Switchboard, to Lifeline, to Beyond Blue, or to a friend. You are on Saturday Magazine with Macca and Dano. Here's the piece. Good morning. I'm going to depart a little from our usual show rundown today in what has been a momentous week for justice in Victoria and Australia. I want to talk a little about the sending to remand prison this week of Cardinal George Pell prior to his sentencing. George Pell is just one of too many people who've abused their status and positions of unchallenged authority to abuse the most vulnerable in our society, our children and our future. Just as Jesus had 12 apostles, so did Victorian Justice on December the 11th, when the virtues of our justice system saw a jury of 12 of his peers find George Pell guilty of 5 serious sexual offences against young boys who were in the care of the church. His church. He sexually abused them, he abused his position of trust, and you know what? He thought he got away with it. George Pell will appeal his conviction, and that's his right. But it's also my right, as a survivor of child sexual abuse in a religious institution, to speak for myself and to speak up for all those who don't get heard, those who are not believed, those who the system ignores and who fear they'll never see or receive justice. I took on my old school over my sexual abuse, and I was ultimately vindicated. The man who did this to me was too gutless to face his crimes in court. He took his own life. Like many institutions, they did nothing when I reported it all those years ago, but I got justice. It's a tough gig, but I stood up and demanded to be heard, and I got justice for me and for others. I've endured the cost of that all of my life, and I'll continue to pay the cost of that, as do many thousands of victims and survivors across our communities. But I did it because what happened to me was wrong, and standing up and being counted is and was the right thing to do. Today, George Pell is in solitary confinement for 23 hours. He'll be in despair. He'll be frightened. He'll be lonely. He may well be considering self-harm. Well, George, welcome to the world of child abuse. That is what we, the survivors, have had to endure all our lives as a result of the abuse and breach of trust by criminals. Yes, criminals like you. I don't care what happens to George Pell, as long as it's justice. He believes in God, so he says, and accordingly, he will meet his maker one day. And he'll have to answer for his crimes to a greater authority. I cried this week when George Pell's conviction was made public. I cried for the two boys who were abused by George Pell. One of them, who's no longer with us. I cried for the men and women I knew and know, who were also abused in other places and are no longer with us. And there are many. But I also cried for a justice system that did its job. I did not cry for George Pell. He deserves to rot in prison till the end of his life. That would be a just sentence, as he's destroyed at least 2 lives. So an eye for an eye
and a tooth for a tooth is, I think, fair. George Pell will understand that better than most. I want all of you listening now to spare a moment to think of the victims and survivors of child sexual abuse. Think about how it might feel to have your trust abused, the confusion you feel, and the fact that the system in almost every case works against you and justice. They all deserve a moment of your time, and I'd like you today to recognise them by taking a minute out of respect for their pain and suffering and their pursuit of justice. From one survivor to another, I stand with you. Thank you.
Thanks, Macca. That was pretty powerful stuff. How do you feel listening back to it? And we've had some supportive texts too.
Look, I stand by what I said. I cried this week when George Pell's appeal was dismissed. They were tears of joy. But also, I think about all those survivors that aren't coping and that the system still doesn't believe, and people who criticise our justice system. They don't criticise it when someone they think should go to jail goes to jail. They criticise it when someone they think shouldn't go to jail. And to argue, you know, that this is all a conspiracy against George Pell, no, it's not. A jury found him guilty, a court found him guilty, the appeal court found him guilty. Just ask. And if you have an opportunity, read the statement of the surviving victim of George Pell's abuse and what he said. I just want people to think about the people that have been abused, the kids that have been abused. Don't think about the perpetrators. They will get their justice one way or another. Think about the victims. So how do I feel? I feel that my faith in the justice system, which was always there, has been restored significantly. George Pell may well go to the High Court. He may well win that appeal. But at the end of the day, he did it. And he deserves to be punished.
Macca, I know that the victim wants to remain anonymous, and, you know, we all respect that. But I feel like, and I'd like to hear your comment on this, he has been lost in this. There's been a lot of talk of George Pell as being a victim and a lot of talk about the way the legal system works. What are your comments on how the victim seems to have just been kind of brushed aside a little bit?
Look, the victim's had a lot of support from his family and friends and you know, from the people who've represented him and also from Victoria Police. And, you know, there's a message from a listener. Don't let this define you, Macca. It doesn't define me. I have the opportunity to speak about this. And I speak not just for me, but I speak for other survivors. And the survivor of this abuse, I think his statement was incredibly powerful. And as I said, all I want people to consider in this, justice will take its course. But when justice takes its course and people are found guilty of these offences, they deserve to be punished. I actually think George Pell's sentence was too light. I want to see him die in jail because he's been responsible for at least one life being shortened, if not more. That's justice. That's an eye for an eye. But no, I don't, you know, I'm not angry about this. I'm pleased with the outcome, but I encourage people, think about the survivors. Don't worry about George. Don't worry about Gerald Risdale and the other disgusting child sex abusers he's going to join in Ararat prison.
I was just going to ask you, where do men like Pell and Ridsdale end up serving their time?
In hell. In Pell's hell.
Prior to that, though, in terms of...
They end up separated in the prison system because they're regarded as the lowest of the low in the prison system amongst criminals.
So they often end up in the Hopkins unit, don't they,
yeah,
in Ararat?
At Ararat, which is ironic, so considering a lot of the offending was done in Ballarat.
So there's, last count, I think there was a good...
Six or seven
there. Do they get to mix together?
I don't know. Perhaps Archbishop Consoli can install a confessional for them.
Oh, my God. You're very brave, and I thank you for sharing that with us. It's hard to listen to, but very necessary.
It is. And look, thank you to Joy, but again, think about the survivors. I'm okay. Don't think about me. Think about the survivors. They're the people that need our support and that the legal system needs to look after and all the other support systems. Remember, you're a victim first, but then a survivor. Beyond Blue, Switchboard, Lifeline, all those services. Don't keep quiet. Reach out. Speak to your friends. Speak to those services. But I stand with you.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.